It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, we have our school district update, and today we're going to talk with a couple of the fourth grade teachers from Sally Morrow. I've got Mr. Jared Chiara and Miss Janelle Perry here with me. We're going to talk about some of the great things that are going on at Sally Morrow. We've got great citizenship rewards for the kids that are going on up there, plus lots of fun coming towards the end of the year for the kids at Sally Morrow as well, because that's what you got to do when you're in the fourth grade. You got to keep them interested. You got to keep dangling that carrot and find fun things for them to do. And this year is going to be no different. Mr. Chiara and Ms. Perry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, you're welcome. It's good to be here.
So, Jared, we're going to kind of start with you, and we're going to talk about some of the great citizenship things that are going on up at Sally Morrow. You know, you guys have a great reward system up there, and so let's speak to some of those. But first and foremost, how are things going at Sally Morrow?
Well, things are awesome at Sally Morrow. There was someone last spring that had come from the district. I can't remember who it was now, but they said that people don't realize what kind of a school we've got in Sally Morrow, that we're just sort of a gem up there that people forget is in Helper. And Sally Morrow does amazing things. It's really nice to be up there.
And you know what? I couldn't agree with you more. Go Vols.
And for me and you, it's going home.
It is. It's like going home. So yep. Let's talk about some of the cool citizenship things that you guys have going on up there for the kids.
We decided that we needed to reward our students that are doing a good job. Too often we get busy dealing with the kids that cause trouble, and we decided we needed to reward those kids that are working so hard. So we've got a few things that we do. In our building-wide, we've got Bull Pride cards going on and a Toro ticket system, and the Bull Pride cards are they're a postcard that shows up in the mail on days during our prep time. We go ahead and we fill out some cards for our students that have been doing really well in school, that maybe their reading levels have gone up, or they've passed off their math skills, or they've just been awesome in class. And we just send those home so they can show their parents and they can get a little reward in the mail, feel good about themselves and know that they're appreciated. We also do a thing called Toro tickets. Last year it was Bullhorns, and we've changed it to Toro tickets. It matches our new school mission statement. And the Toro tickets, we look for two or three kids during the day that have been exceptional, and we go ahead and give them a Toro ticket at the end of the day. They get a copy to take home. One goes down to the office so they can be put in a school-wide drawing. And then before they leave our room, they get a little prize that they can, piece of candy or something from our jar that they can take home with them, just because they need to know every day that they've been awesome and made our class better.
Well, and you know, it's good that you guys do this, and it's a district thing. They have different reward systems across the schools in the district, because, you know, reading and all of those things are very, very important. But so is being a good citizen and being a good student. That's probably just as important. And really part of elementary school is the social aspect of it too, and acclimating these kids. And do you find that with these things it's getting easier, or is it about the same as it was before?
It depends on the day. We've got lots of rules and procedures, and some days they're awesome and some days they struggle, but it helps. You know, too often those good kids get lost in the shuffle, and so we've got to find ways to remember that they're there, because they just come and do what they're supposed to and make life easy for us.
And then the other kids, you know, kind of see that and they're like, well, that's something for me to strive to become, and I want to get that. And I want to get that postcard at home.
That's the hope. That's right. The hope is that they say, oh, yeah, I want that too.
And because, you know what, and I think that it's great that you guys send those things in the mail, because what little kid doesn't like getting mail at their house? Probably great.
My son got one from the middle school last year, and it went right on the fridge, and he was just elated.
See? And that's
and I know it's just a teacher being nice.
Well, but that's okay. That's okay.
Right.
All right. Any other aspects to your guys' citizenship rewards program, anything like that?
Well, we do a little in fourth. There's a token system school-wide where for the kids that are doing their reading like they're supposed to, or their math skills like they're supposed to, doing those different things, and they're leveling up and making strides, the school gives them some tokens as far, and then there's a reward that comes along with those. But in fourth grade, we have a little token system that we're using for them to earn a class-wide activity at the end of the month to have lunch with the teacher, some things like that.
All right. So parents of students from Sally Morrow, be looking for these things to come home.
Yep.
And it means that your kid's doing a good thing. They're doing a really good thing. All right. We're going to shift gears now. Now we've talked about school stuff. Janelle, let's talk about the fun stuff. Janelle, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
Anytime. Now, let's talk about this. You guys have great things planned for the fourth grade this year, don't you?
Yes, lots of fun. We are focusing on Utah history this month for our social studies core. And that's kind of fun because we get to talk about all the big events in history in Utah. We talk about the Promontory Point, the meeting of the railroads. We talk about the Mountain Men and the Trappers. So as part of that, we will have a Mountain Men rendezvous in May. And this is district-wide, where all the fourth graders are invited to come, and they get to see Indian teepees. They get to see Mountain Men food and cooking and taste it. They get to see things that Mountain Men and Trappers would have done. So they really enjoy this in May. Also, we talk about our state government, how it's set up, their roles and responsibilities. We talk about what it means to be a good citizen. We talk about the Senate, chambers, the House of Representatives. And so we usually do a state capitol tour every year. The state capitol pays for the fourth grade students to take a bus and to go to the tour and take a tour. Last year we had to do this virtually because of COVID, and this year we're waiting to see if it's going to be live or virtual, but we will plan on doing that again this year. We also usually take a trip to Nine Mile Canyon at the end of the year when we talk about our Indian unit in social studies. So those are a few fun things that they do that relate to our social studies and Utah history core.
And once again, like I said, you got to keep those things out there for the kids. Just kind of, it's a bigger reward system too, because
Yes. Everybody
gets to enjoy it and go out and do those great field trips and fun things. And I think 9 Mile is an important part of it, because I'm going to be totally honest with you. Up until about 3 or 4 years ago, I'd been out there, but I'd never really been out there, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So it's great that they know that that's here. The trip to the state capitol, I remember doing it when I was younger. It's something that I'll always remember. And the Mountain Man Rendezvous, I believe we had one too, and we went to that, and you don't forget those things. So it's a great way to learn, because it's all hands-on.
Yep, they love it and they enjoy it.
All right. Well, guess what? That's the end of our time. So, Mr. Jared Chiara and Mrs. Janelle Perry, thank you so much for coming out today.
Hey, you're welcome, Dave.
We really appreciate you taking the time, and we're going to let you get back to school.
All right. Thanks. Thank
you. All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.